going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Liberal judicial dictators, the true oligarchs, liberal judicial dictators, essentially just ruling Trump can't do anything he does. Every one of them, folks, using nationwide injunctions. Okay, these are district courts. What does that mean? Well, it's very simple. District courts were created to rule on lawsuits, legal matters in the district. There are 700 of these judges, over 700 of them. So what's supposed to happen is there's a conflict of some kind, so then there's a case. That case works its way up through the district court system. The district court system, which has jurisdiction in the district court, a very specific area of the country. That these judges have invented the nationwide injunction, and they're using it. Now, this weekend, folks, watch this. This is going to be the big thing. You heard about it here first. Nobody else is talking about this. I don't know why. At least not that I can find on any of the podcasts I listen to. Now they're asserting a new legal power, because why not? They're asserting a new legal power that these judges can now, any one of the 700, appoint their own personal prosecutor to go after Team Trump for disobeying them. It's called criminal contempt of court. And so the argument they're using, and we saw this with Judge Boasberg, it's outrageous. Judge Boasberg started this. And he said, well, you know, okay, the Supreme Court did rule that I don't have jurisdiction. I didn't have jurisdiction to tell Trump to turn those planes around when he was flying them to El Salvador. I don't have jurisdiction to tell Trump to bring back Saint Kilmar, Abrigo Garcia, human trafficker and wife beater extraordinaire. I don't have that. But Trump disobeyed me before the Supreme Court ruled that, ergo, criminal contempt. Now the other judges are doing it too. Amy Klobuchar, and I can't play this audio enough this week. This is where things are going, okay? Senator Amy Klobuchar dropped Dana Bash's jaw on CNN saying this. I wish I could show you the picture. Her face looks shocked because she understands what they're saying. We're going to put the whole Trump administration into prison with this. Every judge gets their own prosecutor. What is that? That's an oligarchy. How does an oligarchy work? It's like Russia. Oligarchs are essentially shiny-shoed criminals who become politically powerful. They have their own fiefdoms. They might rule a county, a swath of land, an area, a particular industry. They all come together to rule a country. That's what these judges are doing. They are the oligarchs. Here is Senator Amy Klobuchar telling you where these judges are going.
Well, if the administration won't do it themselves, a court does have the power to refer it to the Justice Department, mentioned by Judge Boasberg here. But also, if the Justice Department won't do anything, a court can actually appoint a prosecutor on their own, an outside prosecutor, because they have the power to hold people in contempt. And that may be the people that did the deporting. It may be the secretary who's responsible for this. But they have the right to do this.
Who's she talking about, secretary who's responsible for this? She's talking about trying and putting the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in prison. That's what she's talking about. Understand what that means. Now, I can't show you Dana Bash's face here on CNN, okay? But you can hear her suck in her voice like, what?
Go ahead. Forgive me. I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying correctly, which is that you believe that the federal courts, maybe a district court, I'm not sure, you can tell me if the Supreme Court could even do this, should hold key administration officials in contempt if they continue to defy the Supreme Court, which I'm guessing you see.
Yes.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yes,
that's
yes,
the way our should. Law works. Yes.
Did you hear the pause? Yes. Wish I could show you her face. She just realized it's a Democrat. I mean, she is a Democrat. Dana Bash. She's like, even it drops her jaw. You're going to start sending them into prison. Yes, we're going to start sending them to prison. Every judge gets their own prosecutor. That's a fiefdom. It's an oligarchy. That's not a republic, which is what we actually live in. And it's not even a democracy. It is an oligarchy. So here's what has happened just in the last 48 hours, okay? Judges said Trump can, blocked Trump from defunding sanctuary cities, ordered that Trump must refund the Voice of America, which is just a Marxist mouthpiece. And this is the most galling one. Blocked Trump's directive to require proof of citizen for voter registration. Proof of citizenship. Because they got to, the illegals got to vote. Got to get them voting because there's no other way Democrats could win with the numbers they have among actual Americans, right? Here's the thing with that. You might be thinking, well, you know, it's just an executive order, right? I mean, Trump can't just order that you have to turn it, you know, you have to show citizenship to vote in a federal election. Actually, he can. Because there's something called the Election Assistance Commission. It was created by Congress. The president oversees it. He is the executive. Congress delegated that authority to Trump. So this is not just a piece of paper. This is his job. A judge on April 24th blocked President Donald Trump's directive that officials require people provide proof of U.S. citizenship in order to register to vote. U.S. District Judge and judicial dictator, oligarch extraordinaire Colleen Collar-Cotelli, another Democrat judge, yes, she is, said in an order that the Election Assistance Commission, created by Congress to do exactly this, that the president's supposed to run it, must stop taking action to require a passport or other proof of citizenship for voter registration. Trump, in a March order, said that the EAC, Election Assistance Commission, established by Congress to help federal election, federal officials administer elections, shall take steps to require documentary proof of American state citizenship in its national mail voter registration form. Folks, this is how they got 36,000 illegal immigrants on the rolls in Arizona who voted. That was in 2020. There's 50,000 now. So understand what happened. And by the way, we just won a court case. We just won a court case saying, this was Stephen Miller's group. You see Stephen Miller a lot on Fox. He runs a group called America First Legal. And they just got an order from the court that the 50,000 illegals on the Arizona rolls, many of whom voted, must be removed. Trump issued an order to ban DEI in schools or you don't get federal funding because they say it violates civil rights laws. This is what Trump says. You cannot have racial preferences in schools. You cannot. You cannot prefer one race over another in teaching in schools. How do we know this? The Supreme Court ruled this. It's the base of civil rights law. That Trump used that and said, no, we're going to defund you. Federal judge said, no, you're not. That, folks, this is all just in the last 48 hours. It's picking up speed. Schools were warned that continuing such practices is in violation of federal law. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. You know what's coming next? Trump administration did something amazing. I'm going to talk about it later. China's just cut us off from rare earth minerals. Trump just accelerated mining projects. We literally have stuff we need for AI, for our tech industry, where we produce only 2% of it. China controls the rest, sets the prices. We're going to watch. It's coming in the next week. He just accelerated these permits. Federal judge is going to step in and say, can't do it. What can Trump do would be a better way to ask the question. And Katie bar the door, because if Trump's supporters figure out that it's Mike Johnson enabling these Democrat judges and John Thune, God help them. Honestly, at this point, I think Trump could get 500,000 to 1 million people on the lawn. I do. I think he could. I think he could if he was to tell them it's Thune, it's Johnson, move the legislation, stop playing stupid games. Or maybe we'll just wait till we watch Kristi Noem dragged off in handcuffs. What are we going to have, one set of marshals? What are we going to have, Homeland Security officers blocking the federal marshals coming to arrest? I mean, I don't know who the courts think they're going to send to arrest the Trump administration officials. Be interesting to watch, though. I'm sure they have a plan for that or they wouldn't be pursuing this route. Folks, we've never seen this in U.S. history. This is crazy. This is a civil war without the shooting yet.